ringing our Christmas bells, holiday bells, whatever you want to call them, our jingle bells, take us into our sitting. Letting yourself have a few moments to settle into your chosen posture. Sitting, standing, lying down, what do you need? And feeling into the breathing and allowing for some nice full breaths, nice full replenishing breaths. Letting a release through the exhale, let a bit of sound happen. Letting yourself take a few more moments to have some nice full breaths, as if you've just kind of poked your head out the window on a winter's day to just get a bit of fresh air. And it's cold, but not too cold, and it's rejuvenating, and you take it in. And fully release it. And then letting the breathing subside, be a little softer, at your own pace. Take your time. Let's engage with a little bit of soothing touch. Wherever you like to do that, is it the forehead? Is it a cheek? Is it two cheeks? Is it hands over the eyes? A gentle touch to the throat? A hand on the chest, the sternum? Maybe two hands? A hand on the chest, a hand on the belly? Or maybe it's a little squeeze, a little hug. What do you need to connect with yourself in a friendly, perhaps even a loving way? And feel into the warmth of your hands, your arms. And the goodness of the good wish you've been giving yourself with this soothing touch, to be caring, to be kind. Even if you're not really feeling it, feeling the good feelings, it is still happening at a physiological level. There's some soothing that's happening. And this touch can be a gentle reminder now, throughout the practice, and throughout the season, to just be here for ourselves in a friendly way, to bring some kindness, some interest. And just noticing whatever you're sitting with right now. Noticing whatever thoughts are bubbling up. Can you just let them move through? And yet let them be known. So you're just kind of taking yourself in. These thoughts, these memories, perhaps it's a time of year rife with memory. This to-do list, busy time for many. These concerns, lots of concerns, sometimes felt more deeply at this time of year. As the days darken, as it's colder, as we approach what is supposed to be a festive season, it can be challenging. So let's let all of these thoughts and their attendant emotions and moods be known. Feel the soothing touch as you do so. Acknowledge whatever's here. No more, no less than it is. And feel through the body. Give a bit of a scan to the body. Any challenging thoughts and memories and emotions and moods, they land in the body. Can you feel into that? Can you open to that? Perhaps offer soothing touch, a little massage. We're not so much trying to correct any sensations, but rather to be with them with tenderness. A warm embrace. Can we soften? Soften. Like that warm embrace, softening the muscles, if we can. Softening, softening. And really feel into our soothing touch, soothing, soothing. Perhaps offering a soothing word or phrase or just soothing. Softening, soothing. And we're not trying to make things go away. We're really trying to allow things as they are, like a good enough parent. It just allows when there's a moment of difficulty. With the warm embrace, with the soothing, we allow. We soften, we soothe, we allow. And this practice you can do anytime throughout the holidays or in your life. Just pausing, checking in, thoughts, emotions, moods, body. And soften, soothe, allow. Take a few minutes or just even a few seconds. And so appreciating any benefits from our practice so far. Possibly letting the hands rest back on the lap when you're ready, or not, and engage with soothing touch at any point throughout the practice. And as you feel ready, really grounding again into the body, the touch points. And taking a bit of time to just feel the breathing. Appreciating for a short while the lovely benefits of the in-breath. How it's uplifting and energizing. Indeed, we feel nourished by the in-breath. And noticing too the out breath for a little while. How the body releases and relaxes with each out breath. The shoulders may drop, the shoulder blades. The hands may drop more gently into the lap. There's a release. Calming. Indeed, we're soothed by the out-breath. And so just feeling into breathing in and breathing out, emphasizing whatever is needful for you, the in-breath or the out-breath. Do you need energy? Really feel into the in-breath. Do you need calm, soothing? Really emphasize the out-breath. Perhaps extend it a little without forcing. And as you breathe, you may feel the need for the breath to carry a good wish for yourself in a word, a short phrase, something simple, uncomplicated. What do you need to hear right now? Nourishing ourselves with this good wish, along with the lovely sensations of breathing. all different in our needs. In a day, in a moment, over a period of time. And sometimes we need to just have the entire focus of the practice for ourselves. The breath, the body, those good wishes. And sometimes we have space for another. Someone we may have some concern for this season, or perhaps some groups of people somewhere on the earth, that you might find it helpful to send the ease, the soothing effects of the out-breath. And if you engage with that giving, then make sure you receive for yourself that sense of the in-breath. So giving to ourselves, breathing in for me, and breathing out for another as you hold them in mind, if you feel able, and that's fine if you don't. If you start to feel overwhelmed, then let go of the other. Let all of the breath be for you. And then re-engage with the other when and if you feel steadier again. Breathing in for me, breathing out for you. Possibly there are others that come to mind and you wish to send the good wishes to them. Only if you feel like there's space, there's room in your heart. If you feel like you're going into overwhelm, then that's a sign that this is not the moment. And that's okay, that's fine. For some, it's helpful to expand around the breathing, to feel the whole body, breath and body together, into a wider, more spacious awareness to hold ourselves and another. And listening to these phrases of equanimity, remembering everyone's on their own journey. I am not. not the cause of this person's suffering or the sole cause, nor is it in my power to make their suffering go away. Yet I may still do my part with kindness and care. And breathing in for me and out for you. And if you feel like adding in others, perhaps members of this community that you have concern for, you can do that. You can take a peek at the screens, the squares, the faces, the images, and offer the ease of the out-breath for individuals here too. And those who aren't with us today as well. And listening again to the phrases of equanimity. Everyone is on their own journey. I am not the cause or the sole cause of this being's suffering. Nor is it in my power to make it go away, even though I wish I could. Yet I may still do my part with kindness and care for all, including myself. And letting go of all sense of self or other, and just feeling whatever it is you're feeling right now, letting yourself be just as you are. Maybe some soothing touch again. And again, listening to our bells to finish off the practice.